This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 205, The Enforcer from 1976. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, guys, we're continuing the Dirty Harry series, but of course, we always have to ask the question first. How long has it been? I know, Nate, this is the first time watch, so for myself, it's been a long time. So with that said, let's just go straight into the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Let's see what the audience and the critics have to say about this movie. Nate.
All right. So continuing the trend of this franchise where the first one was the highest and they've slowly coming down, that trend continues. It is still a fresh score for critics. It's a 69%, but it is just under the fresh score for the audience score. It has a 59%. So not horrible for a third movie in a series, but still on a downward trend as far as from the first movie.
Yeah, it's a 10-point loss. From this review. Very interesting. I mean, we did a lot of movies so far. On the third time, it's rare that the third movie is really good. Yeah. I mean, Mummy 3, garbage. Lethal Weapon 3, solid.
Born 3 was solid. Ultimatum was solid. But yeah, I mean,
Rambo 3,
there
garbage.
Might be some solids, but like, which, I'm trying to think, like, which number threes were It Man 3? That was way early on. I think it wasn't terrible, right? Wasn't It Man 3? Wasn't, I don't think it was, I think it was
It
okay.
Man 3. It was a solid
film. Was that the one with Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was okay. It was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Rambo 3 was garbage when
Matrix
we did
3,
it.
Matrix 3, Terminator
Expendables 3.
Rambo 3, I don't like Rambo 3. Expendables 3, I don't. You're right. I mean, threes are pretty rare that they're as good or better than any other. Transformers 3 was better than 2.
That's true. Rush Hour 3, we did.
Rush Hour 3, it's okay. It's kind of okay at best.
Yeah.
So
Die Hard 3.
Oh, that one was good. Oh, Die Hard with a Vengeance was good. Yeah, that was like the next best one. But still, it's the point is, it is uncommon for the third to be on the same level usually as the earlier ones. But maybe this will be the first one to buck the trend. We don't know yet.
We don't know. Let's see what happens with our movie review. We're going to now go right into this Enforcer review, the third one. I want to hear what Nate thinks about this movie. So with that said, let's take it over with the lead character, my man, Detective Callahan. Dirty Harry's back, Clint Eastwood. Nate, what did you think?
By the way, I just remembered a part three that was pretty good. Skyfall, that was a part three. And that was the third Daniel Craig movie. Yeah. And that was pretty good. I gave him a 5. I still have no problem with the character of Harry Callahan. The only thing I will add is he's pretty much the same as he is in the first two movies. Except in this one, for some reason, he's like a little funnier. I don't know if it was just me, but they gave him some like a little bit of one-liners here or there. The part that cracks me up is, I watched this since we skipped a week. I watched this like 2 weeks ago, but I remember the line that made me laugh so much where he's in the office and the police chief is telling him like, he's like, you told me to take these guys out. And the chief's like, I didn't tell you to use violence. And then he says, well, what do you want me to do? Yell trick or treat at him? And then he gets mad. Yeah. Like, he has a lot of more lines like that that are kind of funny. So he's a little quippier, but I don't think it takes the edge off the character at all. He still feels exactly like he does in the first two movies, except now he's like even a little older and is a little more grumpier. And he got a little bit more quippy lines. Still a 5 for me. I still enjoyed him, and I still think he's really good in the role, so I have no issue with him.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Dirty Harry, I gave him a 5 also. He was fun in this one. His character didn't get better at all. It was just the same even slate, and I'm okay with it. I'd rather him be even than them trying to add more to him, and then he becomes a piece of crap character like they did with John McClane by, like, the fifth movie. So I'm okay with it. I do like certain bickering that he had when he found out that he has a female. He said, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
When he found out that they gave him a female partner, he was like, there is no way in hell. And I thought that was all funny. And then, the line that stuck to me a lot was actually really funny, was when he had his partner and he called him fat, but like he said it in an insulting way, but it was just really funny. He was just like, how about you stay back? And he was like, why? He goes, because I would like to get, I would like to capture the guy. He's like, you're too slow. He was
the
like
in the
telling
beginning,
him,
like the original, the fat guy. His first partner. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, why don't you just stay behind so I could just do our job? And I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, you're right. I mean, everything about him is the same. And I kind of like that in the third movie. So with that, yeah, it's a five. Okay, main villain. Now, yeah. These are terrorists, from what I remember. They were like some type of...
It's like a domestic terrorist group.
Yeah, that was like fighting freedom and all this political stuff. That's what it was, a political terrorist type thing.
I'll be honest, I don't really care for them. I'm not a big fan, if you didn't already know from the last Dirty Harry movie we did, I'm not a big fan of group villains. Like, I don't love it when it's just like a bunch of random guys that are the villains. You're right, they're like terrorists, like domestic terrorists. But really, watching the movie, like, their ultimate goal is not super clearly defined. You know, they have that beginning scene where it's set up, and it was pretty cool with the girl. She's like the hitchhiker, and she's part of the terrorist group. And they get that guy, and pretty much you do all this stuff just to steal his truck, or just to steal the guy's truck, but because it's like an electric company truck or whatever, and they need access to this thing to get these weapons. And like, ultimately, what they're trying to do is they're trying to steal these weapons. They're like little rocket, they're like rocket launchers that you can like I don't know, not portable,
one
I guess.
Shot.
They're like small.
I think,
yeah.
They're
like
shot.
Portable rocket launchers that you can put together and shoot. And they're trying to steal these, but like, their goals are not super clear, which I don't love. You can tell me one name of any of them. You know what I mean? Like, none of the actual villains are memorable. Like, nobody in the group is memorable. So at least with the last movie where you had those cops that were like the death squad, you know, that leader of them was memorable, right? He was super good at shooting. He had scenes. These guys are just like some people. So, you know, I don't know. They're not that good to me. I don't find them interesting. And again, I don't like it when it's a group of people. I gave them a 2. I really didn't like the villains in this movie at all. They didn't really do much for me.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit higher than you on this. I was looking here on the IMDb while you were talking, and they were Vietnam veterans.
Right, yes, Vietnam
so,
veterans.
So, yeah, they have beef and all this stuff. But I thought they were good. I mean, it is. They're not better than the first psycho guy and the cops. The cops, they were in the league in their own compared to these buffoons. But I just felt like for this storyline, it was a decent storyline for that type of villain that they were trying to do. Like, they captured the mayor. So I was like, okay, the other cops never did that because they had their own agenda. But they literally captured the mayor and held him hostage, you know? Yeah. So I was like, that is pretty cool. They blew up a lot of shit and killed a lot of people in certain scenes. So I was just like, okay, that is fine. Other than that, it's just a typical terrorist type characters. And they were not even, how can I explain it? Like, they wasn't good. Like, each of them died stupid. And then at the end, Dirty Harry and Dirty Harry him had no confrontation. He was just on top of a tower, and then he shoots the rocket and blows it up. And I was like, he didn't even say his catchphrase. Do you feel lucky? Like, it was rushed. I felt like the terrorists were just being, it was just a typical one of those movies that were like, let's just give Clint Eastwood another sequel for Dirty Harry. Let's just cash cow it. You know what I mean? But I mean, other than that, like, I gave it a 3. For what it is. I mean, you gave it a 2. All right, let's go to action sequences.
Alex, let me tell you, I'm picking up what you're putting down as far as describing this movie. I think we're on the same page here. The action's it's a 3 for me. I never gave a 3 yet. It's a 3 for me. it's fine. I did like the chase scene where he's chasing the black guy all through the buildings, and they're running on the roof. And they're, you know, I did like that. I thought it was hilarious. When they land, like when they go in the church, and he's like, don't let him take me or whatever. And he just does it anyway. Like, the ending was kind of funny with that whole scene. Like, it was cool, but it's a foot chase, you know, like, and it's not like intense or anything, but it's well done. And then you're right. There's a couple of explosions, but there's nothing in this that's so great that I can give like a really high score to be honest with you. Yeah. There's decently shot action scenes. I think the first two movies, to me, the first two had better action or equal. Like, it's equal. I don't think this is any better. I like the rocket part at the end when he blows the guy up in the tower. But without getting too much into the storyline or anything, didn't the finale of this movie feel like the finale of the last movie to you? Like, last movie, they were on a boat and they're going around. And then this one, they go to this area and then he's chasing them around. And then the girl gets shot. And like, the only difference is like his partner is there and she gets shot and killed. Other than that, it's the same setup. Like, they go to this place that's outside of like the city, and then he gets them and then he finishes them off. It just felt very much like they didn't have any new ideas, so they just kind of did stuff. So I give it a 3. I don't think anything is necessarily bad, but it's not really that good either as far as action is concerned.
I thought it was lame. I thought it was lame. I felt like it was like they were trying to, it was very formulaic.
Yeah.
It was very formula. Like, okay, what makes Dirty Harry Dirty Harry? Let's just throw it in the third. Like, it didn't feel natural. I slapped it a 3 because honestly, it was solid. It was a solid action scene. I'm not going to say it was horrible.
Yeah.
But it felt very like I couldn't go past it because I was like, there was nothing new. They were chasing each other, which I was like, that's every action movie that we've seen so far. They were shooting each other. That was every Dirty Harry movie we've seen so far. Right. The fighting between Clint Eastwood and one of the guys was god awful. The guy with the bat. It was one of the worst fighting scenes in the porn shoot when the guy was naked and they fought through the porn scene. Again, our streak is alive. It continues, weird nudity continues. I didn't like it. I was just like, I mean, I'm not saying I didn't like it because it was nudity. I don't care for that. But if the scene fit, I will say, okay, fine. But I just felt like they just threw, okay, where are you going to fall where they're shooting porn? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, what's the chances of you?
And they're all like scared. Like, they know they're not supposed to be doing it or something. But I'm like, why not? You're in your house. You could.
Yeah. They were, oh my God, it's the cops. So that means they were shooting, snuff film, like low budget porno. Right. And they were like, oh my God, it's the cops. And they were hiding. Yeah. Anyway, I just felt like the chase scenes just felt so random at times in this movie. And the car chase, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
The ending scene, when the partner gets killed, it is one of the worst scenes I think I've seen lead up. Because why does Dirty Harry partners all gotta die? He died. All three movies.
The first one didn't die. He got shot. And then remember, he's like, he quits. He retires.
Oh, that's what the Spanish guy quits.
But he still gets shot. Yes. Like, they all get injured or dead.
Yeah. The black guy blew up from RoboCop.
And this guy did not think she was going to get shot and killed. It was
weird. It was one of the, she was like, freeze. The dude shot her like with a machine gun like 2 times, which the Spanish guy in the first movie got it worse.
Yeah.
And she dies and he lives. And I don't know. I felt like that scene was just, it just did not work for me. Like, I didn't care for her. I felt bad because it was like, they just threw her ass. She's a rookie and threw her with Clint Eastwood. And he was just like, go. Get him, Harry. And he was like, oh, I will. And all of a sudden, miraculously, the guy drops the rocket on the floor and he grabs it. He's like, oh, I will.
I'm going to blow you away.
Yeah, he was just like, he blew.
One of the best action scene is when he drives the car into like that flower shop or whatever in the beginning.
Yes.
When the guy was like, he just drives it through it.
Yes, the negotiation scene was the best part of the movie.
He shoots that guy right in the balls when he's running up the stairs.
But other than that, we both gave it a 3. Storyline.
Another 3. This is this is a 5 movie series, and it already feels like this is one of those series to me that feels like it wasn't supposed to be a series, but they probably kept making money, so they kept making them. You know how sometimes you watch a series and you're like, it feels organic, like, okay, this movie's tied to the last. None of these are tied to each other. Like, they don't even reference anything that happened in the last 2 movies in this movie. You know what I mean? So it just feels like Clint Eastwood is Harry, and this feels like a TV show. It feels like episodes of a TV show, you know, but they're not connected with each other. So it's okay, but like nothing here story-wise adds anything. You get the mayor gets kidnapped. There's a terrorist group. Of course, in the beginning of the movie, for whatever reason, just like the other ones, there's always these random things that happen that have that scene that I just said with the shop where they're taking it hostage, and like, it has no bearing on the story at all, but it was cool. Like, it was an okay action scene, but like, it doesn't mean anything. So it's like, they have him randomly stop crimes, and then you get to the main story like 45 minutes into the movie where he's now going after the terrorists or whatever. I don't know. It's starting to feel very generic as far as the stories are concerned. And while there are still good elements, you know what I mean? Like, I like his dialogue I'll save this for overall, but there's still good elements to it. But the story's like, it's a 3. I didn't dislike it. I wouldn't say that I didn't like it, but I also didn't love it. I didn't think it was like anything exceptional. So it falls right in the middle. It's decent. It's a 3.
Yeah. I mean, I slapped it a 3 also. I thought it was a solid movie. I mean, it's not better than the other movies that we named that are like really good in the third franchise, but it's a decent movie. There's just certain things about the story I didn't like. I didn't like the partner dying. I thought it was just useless. To be honest with you, didn't do nothing to the story. It was just, oh, she dies. Big whoop. The terrorist group, I understand why they did what they did, but it didn't gravitate for me. Unless we lived in that era where that whole thing was happening, I would say, okay, you know what? Maybe. Yeah. But we don't, like, at all.
That could
be true. I can't tie myself to that type of storyline. Like, the whole thing with Rambo, like, with the whole Vietnam thing. Like, we never lived through that. Like, I never did. I was born in 83. So, like, I can't tie to Rambo that way. But I can tie to him in the action department. But not in terms of, like, that personal Vietnam and people treating them like crap. Like, I never lived through that era. So,
same. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So, for me, like, in terms of that storyline in this, doesn't it make sense for me in terms of me caring for that? The mayor situation getting kidnapped. Why would the mayor get kidnapped? Like, he should have had security guards around him. But they shoot the guy in the car, then they take him. And I was just like, this is, again, the
easy.
Same scenes of one when they kill those guys part two, when they kill those the guys that were...
when they're taking the guy out of court.
Yeah, they took a guy out of court. It was like kind of the same situation with the shooting. And I was just like, man, it's just very similar in all three movies, but just different. They just slapped a different plot. And they're just like, all right, here you go, Clint Eastwood. You're absolutely right. It could be making a lot of money. To me, it feels like Rambo. Like, Rambo could have ended with one, but they continued going two to eight or five or whatever they were up to. Last Blood. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Rambo and the other ones. But to me, those characters, I don't think deserve. This one did not deserve a three. I would have ended it with two.
Yeah.
But this storyline was very, like I say, it was solid, but kind of weak at the same time. So, I mean, I gave it a three. What's your overall?
Yeah, so I agree with everything you said. You know, the thing about this movie is that I just don't think the writers ever... There's no continual story. So it's very episodic. And when I'm not crazy about that format, because it really makes this... To me, it makes the sequels inconsequential. So, right, you have Dirty Harry, which was a great movie. You know, 70s kind of cop thriller. Awesome. If they never made another one, you'd have one great, awesome movie. All right. Now they made a sequel and it was fun. You know, it was good. It was entertaining, whatever. And then you get to this one and then they're not really doing anything too different. It's very safe. Again, a little more humor, I would say, than the last two. You know, the first one, the partner's just a guy. And then the second one, it's a black guy. And now it's a girl. So now they're going through, like, he has different partners, but they never mean anything. And there's no other, like, recurring characters in these movies. I feel like the mayor is always a different person. The DA is always a different person. The police chief is always... It's like, you know, there's nobody else. And so when you have those kind of movies, like, they have a limit as far as, like, how great I think they are when you're putting in as a whole. Now, as this movie is concerned, I gave it a three. I do. When I turned it off, I felt like, okay, it was, you know, it was fine. It was entertaining enough. I wasn't bored. I can't say I was bored, but I was not blown away by anything. I just thought, okay, I like watching Clint Eastwood, and that's what's getting me through this movie. You know what I mean? Is just watching him do Clint Eastwood stuff, do Dirty Harry stuff. The score is really good. I do like. I think the music in these movies is really cool. I think it fits. I do like the scenery. You know, I like that they film in San Francisco. I like the locations. It looks nice. It sounds nice. But it's starting to become very, like, basic. Like, these sequels are all hit or miss. And they feel like the kind of movies that in 5 years, I won't remember which one was which, except the first one. You know what I mean? Like, that maybe was the second one. Maybe it was the third one. I don't know. So it was good, but not amazing. I gave it a three. It was fine.
Yeah, dude. Everything you said is so spot on to like what I was thinking watching the movie. I gave it a three also. It's a solid, again, a solid movie, but weak at certain executions throughout the movie when I was watching it. To be really 100% with you, once I finished the movie, I was just like, that was crap. Like, it's a solid movie.
Yeah.
But my overall thinking was, this shit sucks compared to one and two. Like, when like, even my wife was walking back and forth and she was just like, that's horrible. Like, what are you watching? Yes. Yeah. That's what she was doing. She was like, that's how that ends. I was like, pretty much. I was like, and I told her, I said, the worst part about these Dirty Harry movies so far, the endings of how they kill the bad guys are the worst I think I ever seen in an action movie.
Two was, you know what I'm saying? The motorcycle part where that guy just drives off the...
he drives off. Right off the pier and dies hitting a water.
Yeah.
Right? This guy, for some fucking reason, continues taking the mayor up, but then stops him. So then Dirty Harry could shoot him with a missile, also, which made no damn sense.
Why did they, they came from the same area. How did that guy not know where Harry was? He's like, I don't know. He's like looking all around like, bro, what? You just came from that same direction. How do you not know? And he just gets blown away.
It's one of the worst, I think, so far, besides the first one, because I thought the first one was a solid ending when he killed the psycho guy.
Yeah.
Two and three is one of the worst endings I think I've seen so far in an action movie. Now, I'm not saying two was really good in terms of the story and everything. This one's solid, but the endings are god-awful.
But one had that personal, you know, they had a personal thing.
Attached.
He doesn't have a personal thing with the last two movies. They're just they're guys that he barely knew, you know?
Yeah, but then the other thing also with Dirty Harry, he's always, like, I understand he's always against authority and whatever, but it's kind of the same shit here, too. Don't tell me what to do. The dude literally walked into a negotiation between cops and a robber and walks right into the thing going, what do you guys want? And he's like, I want a car and I want money and I want this. And he's like, I'll be right back. He comes back and he goes, what are you doing, Harry? He goes, I'm going to give him a car. And he gets in the car and he crashes the car, shoots them all up. He shoots him in the balls. And then they're like, you're not supposed to do that. He was like, well, sue me. And that's it.
And they're like, you did $14,000 of property damage.
Yeah.
And he was like, the most classic, like, basic cop movie thing.
Yeah.
And then so much damage, Harry. You're reckless.
Yeah. And then he goes, well, I got the job done, didn't I? Yeah. Right. It's like,
we're putting you on paperwork duty. He's like, no. Oh, personnel. We're putting you on personnel. Like, oh,
yeah.
Only assholes come from personnel. He's like, I was in personnel.
Okay. Yeah, and it had to be the Spanish guy to be the new doofus.
Yeah.
And then what was the part that was, I mean, it was kind of funny though, when they were doing the press conference and he goes, the guy is still out there. They're going to do some more killings. And he's like, well, you could just take your job and you can shove it. He goes, then shove it up your ass. He's like, take the badge and shove it right up your ass. And then he just walks down the thing and then the girl's chasing after him. And then it was so brutal.
Now that we're talking about it, remember that part where that guy's like pretending to have a heart attack to get a free meal? Like, what was the point of that?
And he started kicking him?
Yeah. He's like, come on, get up. Why is this in the movie? It just feels like there's so much random crap that happens that has nothing to do with anything every time.
He was like, hey, Harry. And he was just like, get up. You got yourself a free meal. Get out of here. Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
Or I'll arrest you for eating. But other than that, look, that's our overall. Okay, what's your total points?
16 out of a 25. It's not bad. Like, I don't think it's a bad film. The villains are the weakest part. He's still really good in it, and everything else is just average. It's an average movie. This is like a really average movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, I give it a 17 out of a 25, 1 point higher than you. Yeah. Solid movie, pretty weak in certain parts of the movie. Sometimes it's a little bit boring. I'm not going to lie to you. There's certain areas that is a little bit boring, but I mean, take it with a grain of salt. You might enjoy it if you watch it on the watch through. That is just our opinions on the film. So 17, 16. Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So kicking off our women action movie month, we're going to be doing a little bit of Bridget Fonda, 1990s, Point of No Return. So that's going to be the first one up. A movie that, I don't know, we had it on the schedule like at episode number 100 or something, and now we're at 2-something. So finally getting around to that one. And then we will be doing next week the next in the Dirty Harry series, which is a movie called Sudden Impact. I mean, these movies have the most regular, right? Like The Enforcer, Sudden Impact. Sudden Enforcement. Like, what? I don't know. They're all like that. So that's what we got coming up. Point of No Return, Sudden Impact. Keep an eye out.
There you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlixReviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Join the Patreon. Watch your favorite episodes being filmed behind the scenes. You get to talk to us, hang out with us after the recordings. And of course, we have merchandise, action movie guys, Geeks and Flicks. Again, www.geeksandflicks.com. Join the Patreon. There's a lot of stuff there for you. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and he is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.